یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ بلا جان کیا جا مومنہ عالم بلا جان کیا جا مومنہ عالم تیرا کے یہ صبح مدینہ مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں قیام مدینہ جو پائے گا دل میں قیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ
یہ شام مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول کریم فور دا بینیفٹ آف مائی ینگ فرینڈز ہو ڈونٹ انڈرسٹینڈ اردو دس از اے نعت شریف کمپوز بائی عارف باللہ حضرت مولانا حکیم محمد اختر صاحب دامت برکات ہوں شیخ اینڈ مرشد بیکاز آف ہز لو فور اللہ اینڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دیر فور ان ہز کلام آلسو دیر از سم کائنڈ آف افیکٹ So he is talking about the people who are fortunate to be in Madina Sharif. I explained just on Saturday night this whole poetry. But once again, what does it cost if we have to give a little bit of explanation? Because it is sawab, it is rewarding, it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's great ihsan upon a person if he is blessed with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is sawab and rewarding to talk about any aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether we talk about his eating, his drinking, his walking, his business, dealing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's relationship with his family members, with the society, his battles, his Hajjatul Wida, Medina Sharif itself. Whatever you discuss, it is full of rewards, full of blessings. They say, how fortunate you people are who are in Medina Sharif. Ya Subhe Medina, Ya Shame Medina. And this was said while she was there himself. So he said, Ya Subhe Medina, Ya Shame Medina, Mubarak Tujhe Ya Qiyame Medina. Your stay in Medina Sharif is very Mubarak, it is very blessed. Why is it blessed? I explained Saturday night that if we get up in Durban, what do we see? We will see the same street, West Street, East Street, North Street, South Beach, North Beach, Zinnia and Dunotar, and these are the things that we will see. Day in Medina Sharif, when the person gets up, he gets up with the Tahajjud Azan, coming from the Masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The preparations are made in Medina Sharif to go to the Masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The person is making wuzu, is getting ready, and when he comes out of his hotel room, then where does he proceed? Now he is proceeding in the direction of Masjid al-Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam. That masjid in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's resting place is. Full of nur, full of anwar, full of barakat, full of rahmat, full of mercy. Nothing but nur, all round nur. Masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam full of nur. The Riyazul Jannah full of nur. Ashabu Sufa, where they used to sit and where they used to stay, full of nur. The place of Tahajjud, the pillars there, the different pillars. The Sutun of Tawbah, Sutun of Aisha, Sutun of Tahajjud, now all those things full of barakat, full of nur. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, own hadith sharif, ma baina baiti wa mimbari rawzatum min riyadil jannah, between my house and my mimbar, garden from the gardens of paradise. So the person who is entering the Riyazul Jannah is as if he is entering paradise. And then the person is presenting himself at the Rauza Mubarak, nur of all nurs, resting there. Ah, what can be more sweeter than that? More beautiful than that? So Mubarak tujhe ya Qiyame Medina. But at the same time, it says that you must be careful every step of yours in Medina Sharif. Every step that you take in Medina Sharif, you must take into consideration the ihtiram of Medina Sharif, that you are in Medina Sharif, you're not in Paris, you're not in London, you're not in any other city of the world, you are in Medina Sharif, where the greatest after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rests. So ihtiram of Medina Sharif, it's not tourism business. It must not become just a status symbol. I made so much Hajj and so many Umrahs. Now it's becoming like competition. Everybody is desirous that every year I must go for Hajj, every year I must go for Umrah. Nothing wrong with that desire. But what do we bring back from that place? And since this is the Seerat talk that we are talking about, then if the time expires, because my habit is always to finish within 1 hour, 1 hour, 10 minutes if we have a big night or some program of this kind. So then this will become the talk. That if the, because we are talking about Medina Sharif, although the mazmoon in my head was something else. So we are talking about Medina Sharif, that the ihtiram of Medina Sharif, that there must not be a competition business. I made so many Hajj, I made so many Umrahs. But what did you bring back from those Umrahs and Hajj? What maal did you bring back from there? If the person only packed up his bags and brought all those things, then they are manufactured mostly in the outside world and they come to Medina Sharif. But still we appreciate it because it has the breeze of Medina Sharif. But what is the real maal of Medina Sharif? Why do we go there? So that we may learn the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So may that we may have a large heart for forgiveness, like Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave even his enemies. So that we may also make istighfar and tawbah when the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, who was masoom and sinless, was making so much of istighfar and tawbah. So that in our namazes also we may get that connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Just as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was taken for mi'raj, our salat must become the mi'rajul mu'mineen, as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. So that in our dealings with people, we are honest, we are truthful, we are not cheating anybody, we are not deceiving anyone. We are projecting the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We go to Medina Sharif to bring that, to fill up our hearts with the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that when it is filled up, then it becomes easy to practice. That is the whole purpose and objective. If the person doesn't have muhabbat, it is very difficult to do anything. So the person must be very, very careful, very much on guard. This one incident, although there are many like that, but this one I have repeated many times, and I repeated again on Saturday night also. You will find it in the tapes. That a young person came to me and he said, Maulana, I had a dream in Madina Sharif which is very worrying and of concern. And I asked him, what is the dream? So when he related the dream, and I mentioned on Saturday night that most of our dreams have got no significance. Whatever we watch, we see, we listen during the day, that's what we dream of at night. Now some people are so worried about dreams that every little dream they want to find interpretation. Now some people will just have to sit because Maulana, I had 10 dreams last night. Now are we going to start interpreting all the dreams? Somebody says, Maulana, I had a dream whilst I was sleeping. So I say, what, you'll have a dream whilst you're awake? You must be sleeping, that's when you'll have a dream. So I said, if a barber has to dream that he's giving a haircut, does it mean that now is a significant dream that? So nevertheless, when he related his dream, I said, you sure you won't be offended if I have to give you the interpretation? He said, no. I said, you've committed zina in Madina Sharif. And believe me, that person accepted it. He said, what do I do now? He was involved with some girl from here, and the families traveled together, friends traveled together with their wives and daughters. So that young girl that he was involved from South Africa, her mother was gone to the Haram Sharif and he got involved with zina. Na'udhu billahi min zalik, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un in Madina Sharif. So, madde nazar ihtiram Madina. We must know that we are walking in the land of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where little mistakes of that kind, the person can be doomed for life after that. There we must not even cast. Anyway, in the world we must not do that. But especially in Madina Sharif, those women are the guests of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now if we are going to cast lustful glances at the guests of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do we expect? Do you think we will fill our hearts with noor and return after that? After that he says, Bala jaane kya jaamu meena ay alam. What do people know? What is intoxication? They think intoxication is in drugs, in opium, in drink, in wine, in alcohol, in brandy. That's what they get intoxication in. But the person who's got love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and is in Madina Sharif, when he is at the Rauza Mubarak and when he is reciting As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, conscious of the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given the power to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at that moment to listen to that salam and respond and reply personally. And I've given the explanation that in these days it's not difficult to understand that. Those days when they said, how can he respond to so many thousand people one time? Allah ta'ala gave man that aqal, that intelligence, gave him that chip in his head so that he made one chip which can record millions of pieces of information, and also millions of telephone calls can be recorded at one moment on that chip. So if man can make computer chips of that kind, what is it difficult to understand? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam responds, now the person, the intoxication that he gets at that time, it is as if he is transported from this world to another world. He's out of this world, he's in Jannat. When he's in Riyazul Jannah, he's in Jannat. So the person must go very sincerely. Must not be just show business. Or just because some family members are always going, so therefore I must keep up with them. Friends are going, so I must keep up with them. I too must be able to say that I go every year. Allah Ta'ala must protect us from riyah, from show. So, ihtiram of Medina Sharif. Ihtiram of Medina Sharif is ihtiram of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And disrespect of Medina Sharif is disrespect of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Ya Subhe Medina, Ya Shame Medina, Mubarak Tujhe Ye Qayame Medina, Ya Subhe Medina, Sukune Jahan Tum Kahan
سلطانیت نگاہوں میں ہے چہوگی نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں قیام مدینہ What is بادشاہت What is kingdom Person has got oil wells He's got everything But if he hasn't got Allah and his Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم at heart Then he hasn't got anything Because he's going to leave behind everything when he goes. He's not going to take with him anything from this world. He's going to go empty-handed. He's going to take that which he has built up inside his heart. In the heart, if he has built up the muhabbat of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that is what he will take with him and go. Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi alayhi, that is why he's to address the Mughal kings and he's to tell them, that, oh you Mughal kings, When you are going to go, you will leave behind everything and go. And when Waliullah will go, he will take the diamonds which are with him in his heart. The diamond of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat. If Allah Ta'ala gives wealth, if Allah Ta'ala gives property, Allah Ta'ala gives oil wells and Allah Ta'ala gives gold mines, but he gives it with his pleasure, then there's nothing wrong. He must not look down upon the rich also. And we must not look down upon the poor also. It's not how much of wealth you have or don't have. It's how much of love of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that we have. Allah Ta'ala will decide on that. Taqwa how much we have. So, nigahum mein sultaniyat hai chahogi. If we get the payam of Medina Sharif in our lives. Sukune jahan tum kahan dhundte ho? Oh my friends, where are you searching for sukune jahan? Where are you searching for it? Everyone is searching for peace. Everyone is searching for tranquility, serenity, joy, happiness. You ask anyone, do you like these things? Is there any person that will say, no, I don't want peace of mind. I like restlessness in my life. You'll say, well, then look for the very nearest asylum. Because the screws in your head are loose. Everybody wants peace of mind. Everybody wants tranquility in their hearts. Sukoon. We want sukoon. We are searching for it. The whole purpose of earning to is so that we get sukoon in our hearts. We want to see everything peaceful, happy. Everybody must be happy, content, satisfied. That's what we want to see. That's why we are earning also. Our food is for that. Our clothes are for that. Our homes are for that. Our travel is for that. Everything is so that we get sukoon of the heart. He says, but where are you searching for it? Wherever you see a little bit of glitter and glamour and shine, then you run for it and think that that's where it is, whereas it's not there. In the rave clubs, in the discos, in the cinemas, in the theaters, in the movies, in the TVs, and everywhere we are searching for that sukoon. But the more we are searching for it in those places, the more restlessness it is bringing into our lives. And by listening and listening and listening, it's nothing is going to happen. We'll have to take that plunge. Without that, it's not going to happen. And those who took the plunge, young people who were addicted to drugs and wine and women and what they were addicted to. But if they took the plunge into the ocean of Tawbah, and then they brought into their lives the Nizam of Medina, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's way of life, his teachings in our lives. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings are for the rich also, for the poor also, for the black and for the white. For the people of the East and people of the West, people of the Antarctic and people anywhere around the globe, and even if they land on the moon, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings is for everybody. If they're going to bring those teachings in their lives, they'll find sukoon. And that is not, as I repeatedly say, a fantasy world that we are talking about. There's definitely sukoon in there. It's a promise. A worm set out, and this worm said that somebody told me that there's a juicy grape on top here. And it's very delicious. So the worm set out for the juicy grape. It's an example that Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives. But it's a very beautiful example. I'm explaining it to you in my own way. So that worm set out for that juicy grape. So when it set out through the vine, it came on the green leaf. So the worm thought that people were talking about juicy grape. So how delicious this leaf is. So this must be the juicy grape. So all its life is spent on that leaf, green leaf, until it made its qabristan on that green leaf. It died there. But if this stupid worm had just gone a little further and tasted that sweet, juicy grape, then it would not have come back onto that leaf which it thought was the juicy grape. In the same way, we have been told that there is such thing as sukoon adil, there is this, there is that, there's happiness, contentment, satisfaction in ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat, in obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we set out. But on the way, before we even arrive at the juicy grape, we find a friend who says, where are you heading in that direction? Take one pull on this zol and see what happens. So he takes one pull. And that one pull, after that, he gets pulled. Shaitan pulls him away. Now he starts going to the rave club, to the discos, and somebody tells him that, didn't you watch that film last night? Didn't you see that singer that came? Didn't you hear that woman singing? Didn't you see this and see that? Now this person also, he thinks that is the juicy grape. So all his life he spends on that. Porn sites on the internet, TV, movie, haram, haram, illicit relationship. Until his death comes, and then he goes straight for Jahannam. But if only he had just taken a different route or gone a little further beyond that, suppressed that leaf and go above, then he would have found the juicy leaf. Then he would have never returned to those sinful pleasures of his. He would have never returned. That person who returns again and again, it shows that he hasn't tasted that juicy grape. The person who says that I was committing zina, then I gave it up a little bit, then I went back to it. I was watching this, but I went back to it. I gave up the drug, but then I went back to it. It means he hasn't tasted that juicy grape as yet. The person who has tasted the juicy grape, why must he go back? So, sukoon hai jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukoon hai jahan hai nizam hai Medina. This is a bayan, it's a waaz, it's not just Naat Sharif. And that is Sirat.
Ya subah Medina, ya sham Medina, ya subah Medina, ya sham Medina, mubarak tujhe ye qiyam Medina. Medina, 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 bara lutf deta hai naam-e-Medina.
مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. Ha, what sweetness there is just in taking the name Madina Sharif. Madina, Madina. Bada lutf deta hai naam hai Madina. Why? What is in Madina Sharif? If Rasool Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not make hijrat to Madina Sharif, if the Roza Mubarak was not in Madina Sharif, if Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam was not in Madina Sharif, if the Uhud mountains were not in Madina Sharif, if Riyazul Jannah was not in Madina Sharif, then would it have had that sweetness? It would have been just one of the cities of the world. Riyadh, which is the capital, how many people really talk about Riyadh or they want to go there? For business reasons they may go. But do you have that kind of love for Riyadh? Although the palaces of the king are there. So it is because of that nisbat with Madina Sharif. Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai hum. My value is dependent on my connection with Madina Sharif. How much is my connection with Madina Sharif, that much my value will be. The value of the Sahaba-e-Kiram became great, that all the awliya of the world cannot compare with the lowest Sahabi of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lowest in status. Why? Because of that nisbat that they had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, I repeat that we get dates from Iraq, we get dates from Southwest Africa, we get from California, Ramadan month, you get dates from all over the world coming. But we won't have any person who's got love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madina Sharif. If you give him that dry date coming from Madina Sharif, he'll appreciate that more than the juiciest of dates coming from Iraq or from anywhere else in the world. Why? Because of that nisbat with Madina Sharif. Somebody brings anything from Madina Sharif, we know that it wasn't manufactured there, it was manufactured in China, in Japan, in some other part of the world. Because the breeze of Madina Sharif has touched that rumal or that cloth, we kiss it too. Because it came from Madina Sharif. Miswak of Madina Sharif. So if material value increases, things of material nature, if their value increases so much because of the nisbat and connection with Madina Sharif, then if our lives are connected with Madina Sharif, if we have made Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the qibla of our lives, the namaz that we make in the direction of the qibla, that is the qibla of namaz, Kaabatullah Sharif, we make in that direction, everybody makes that direction. So that is the qibla of our namaz. If we have to move away from that qibla, that namaz is not valid. So the qibla of our lives is Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more we move away from that direction, the more we are going to suffer in the world. Humiliation, disgrace, somebody trampling over us, somebody bombing us, somebody destroying us, and we will go on complaining until we don't turn back in that direction. Qibla of our lives must be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Madina, 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 bada lutf deta hai naam-e Madina. It gives such enjoyment when you take the name of Madina Sharif. We had some students the other day from Transvaal here. So I told them, I said, if we have to say Gauteng, 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 and even if I sing it in the most beautiful way, Gauteng, 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 does it make any sense? Does it give any sweetness in our hearts? But when we say Madina, 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 bada lutf deta hai naam-e-Madina. Ha, the heart cries at that time.
Ye subhe Madina, ye shame Madina, ye subhe Madina. یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ وہ آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ
ہو آزاد اختر ہمیں دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ وی آل وانٹ فریڈم Who does not want freedom? And we must go on making dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, give all those who are arrested and put into prison for no other sin except that they were calling towards Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they are in prison, languishing. Make dua, Allah ta'ala, create the means of their freedom. But like that, everybody wants freedom. The whole apartheid system that we had here, we said, well, there were so many movements for freedom. But what freedom did we get? Freedom to move about, freedom to trade, freedom to live wherever you wish to, freedom to associate with whom you wish. That freedom we all got. And there's no doubt that that is also required. It was an unjust system which was not going to last because it was on the basis of color, the discrimination. But have we really achieved true freedom? Who can say that now we are truly free in our country? In fact, we have become more locked up after the freedom than we were before the freedom. So that freedom was also required. We were supposed to be free, to associate, to move around, to trade. There should be no discrimination on basis of color. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings were full of justice. And all of us, it was our duty that we must fight for the rights of everyone. But because there was no effort behind that freedom movements, to free ourselves from the chains of nafs and shaitan, therefore, when that freedom came, the first thing that we headed for were those casinos, those discos, those dancing halls, those clubhouses, those cinemas, wherever there was some kind of restriction placed prior to freedom because of our color. So those were the places that we headed for, and we thought that now we got freedom. But we found no freedom. In fact, we got more chained, more disaster in our lives, more insecurity, more fear, so much so that you cannot even park your car anywhere and feel satisfied that when you are going to come out of that shopping complex, your car is still going to be there. You cannot even travel around as you wish to. At night, those people 15, 20 years ago, they know that you could take a walk from one end of the street to another end without fear. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created all those problems for us because we distanced ourselves from the Nizam of Madina Sharif. If we had become the Ghulam of Madina Sharif, the Ghulam of Madina Sharif means that we had chained ourselves, Our slave is in chains. So we say, Ya Allah, we wish to be slaves, your slave and the slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chain us firmly in the muhabbat, in the chains of muhabbat of yours and that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the person is chained in the muhabbat and the love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he obtains true freedom. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him inside his heart kingdoms. He gets kingdoms inside his heart. Now we will ask a question, what kind of kingdoms those are? Because sometimes that person who is an Allah wala, he doesn't even have a car, he has to walk, he has to catch a bus, he has torn clothes, he doesn't have the right shoes to wear. He's living in a shack, he's living in a hut. Then what kind of freedom he got? What kind of kingdoms he got? Therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives those kingdoms in the heart. It's like, as I've said many times, that in the midst of thorns, the flower blooms. So he said, become the ghulam of Madina Sharif, become the slave of Madina Sharif, then you will get true freedom. When we become the ghulam of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us all in our lives with ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the crux of it. The beautiful flowery speeches on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which you hear in Rabiul Awwal, and it will go on and on and on. Wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. All those ayat you will listen in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life, a beautiful example for you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was on the highest pedestal. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam of sublime character. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, anyone who follows, then you will get success. Now all that we will listen, and different things about the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now all that is good, you will get sawab, you will get reward for speaking about it. But the conditions will not change until we make ittiba, following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made it conditional in the Quran Sharif. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. So Allah ta'ala has made it conditional. Announce, O my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ. If you love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then فَاتَّبِعُونِي. You wish to love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you love Allah ta'ala, then fattabi'uni, follow me. Naqshe qadam nabi hai, jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Following the footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the road to jannat. And following the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will make you connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love is conditional on the ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life, his concern was his ummah. He had such deep concern that anything that hurt the ummah in any way, anything that would have caused problem, injury, pain to the ummah, it hurt Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It grieved him. Therefore he was so desirous and anxious even of the ummah of ijabat and ummah of dawat, both ummahs. One is that ummah which responded to his call, and the other ummah is that ummah which did not respond to his call, ummah e dawat. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was concerned that each and every person must get hidayat and go to Jannah. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. There's no time to go into detailed explanation of tafsir, but here again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. From amongst you, the Rasul of Allah ta'ala has come. And anything that causes you any kind of hurt, It grieves him, it hurts him. And he's haris over your iman. That is the meaning of that haris. That he wants you to be a good mu'min, Muslim, so that you can get jannat. So that you can get all the rewards from Allah Ta'ala in this world and the akhirah. He is concerned. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the suffering that he went through, for whom did he suffer? So much so that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, regarding his passing away, and that is another lesson which I thought I might discuss one of these days or nights, but there's no time to go into the details now. But they also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's passing away, there was nothing more sorrowful, more painful, more hurtful, nothing more that would have caused such grief as the passing away of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What kind of love the companions of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam had for him. Because they got iman. That is the reason why they had such kind of love. With that iman they got the ticket to Jannah. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. Everlasting bliss, happiness and joy in the akhirat and in this world also, victory, success. Look at the Sahaba-e-Kiram, these companions. What Allah Ta'ala gave to them. Empires He gave to them. Their love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we cannot find any comparison in the world. There are many, many people who are guards of kings and guards of the prince and the princesses and people of authority. But sometimes it's the same guards, the security guards, who fire the bullet. Indira Gandhi, by whom she was shot. And so many others. So they are just there because they are doing a duty. But they don't have that love. And look at the Sahaba-e-Kiram with their love in the battle of Uhud and other places. Look, they are prepared to come in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And they rather take this, the arrows in their chest and in their bodies. Where they did not desire that even a slight injury must come to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were prepared to give their lives for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. If he was making wuzu, they didn't allow his water to fall down. They took that water and anointed their heads. Because they knew everything of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was full of barakat. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, everything was full of barakat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, his passing away, it caused them such grief. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he was so close to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In the cave of Hira, Allah tabarak, in the cave of Sur, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Saniyas nain is huma fil ghar. Is yaqulu li sahibihi la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Now imagine an ayat of the Quran Sharif. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is relating what happened in that cave. That don't worry, don't fear. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, don't fear. Inna Allah ma'ana. Allah ta'ala is with us. In his young days, in his youth, in old age, in everything, in safar, in hazar, everywhere, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But on the day that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, On the morning of that day, and most of them have said that it was the 12th of Rabiul Awal. So if it is 12, it was the 12th of Rabiul Awal, then can that be a day for tabla, dorak and sarangi? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if he passed away on the 12th of Rabiul Awal, then can we celebrate that day with music and everything else? What kind of love is that? Somebody's father passes away, so we're going to play music. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was at Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. On that morning he saw that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed some recovery. Because he had asked Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala to lead the imamat for those last few days. He could not make it because of his sickness to the masjid. But that is a whole different chapter. My mind is going somewhere else now. But in any case, so Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala took leave in the morning and he said, I just want to go. 1 mile away was his second wife. And it was her right on that day that Abu Bakr Siddiq spent some time with her. So he took permission that I just want to go and see her and come back, because for the couple of days he didn't get a chance. Now imagine, even at that time they are concerned that the rights of people must be fulfilled. So he goes there, and he goes there, and after that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took a bad turn, went into Sakrat, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away. Now that is a very, very difficult thing to make bayan of, but nevertheless, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, when he came back, tears are flowing from his eyes. He sees on the one side Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is unconscious. In that grief and in that sorrow, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala is sitting against a wall. He's in a different world. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away. The Sahaba kiram in grief, they can't believe it. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, if anybody has to say that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, I'll take his neck off. He hasn't passed away. Now in that state, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala comes. He enters the room of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Of course, there's a whole history before that. But he enters the room. The other wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are there. Now even on that occasion of such grief and such sorrow, where the person's mind will never go to anything that is sinful, and especially when it is a person of the caliber of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the wives are the wives of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is mentioned in the ahadith, and pick it up and look at it. That is sirat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. All the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam immediately lowered their veils, besides Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Because Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was the wife of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but at the same time she was the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. So it is mentioned clearly that when he walked in, then all the wives lowered their veils besides his daughter Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now at that moment, in that condition, would any kind of thought have gone anybody's mind? That was sirat, the amal ittiba. Look at our marriages, weddings, walimas. Look at the mayyats. What kind of fashion parade sometimes takes place? And what kind of mix-up? Nevertheless, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala walks in. Tears rolling down his cheeks. He moves the cloth, the sheet that was covering the face of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He kisses him on his forehead. He says, Ya Nabi, Ya Safiya, Ya Khalila, O the Nabi of Allah. Oh, my beloved friend, you have gone. It was not easy for the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Inshallah, on some other occasion, I will discuss the wafat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But tonight we stop here. We need a heart to discuss it. So what was it that we find in their lives, the lives of the Sahaba Ikram? It was that ittiba, that obedience to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam under all conditions, whatever the condition. Whether they were in the business, obedience to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. At home, obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. In travel, obedience to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Whether they are in safar or in hazar. Jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Whether I'm in the aeroplane right up, or I'm on the ground, wherever I am. But my taqwa must remain salamat. Obedience to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is what brings that connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then when Allah ta'ala will become ours, then everything will work in our favor. At present we say nothing is working in our favor. We are doing nothing but complaining every day of what others are doing to us. That's all. What we are doing to ourselves, we haven't questioned. What others are doing to us, we are always complaining. But what have we done to ourselves? What have we done to Islam? What have we done to our Iman? What have we projected in our lives? How much of ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? So these days of the month of Rabiul Awwal, no doubt they are blessed days, Mubarak days, the greatest of all after Allah Ta'ala Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to this world. But he passed away also in the same month.
Ya Sahib al Jamal wa Ya Sayyid al Bashar min wajhika al munir laqad nuwir al qamar. يا صاحب الجمال ويا سيد البشر من وجهك المنير لقد نور القمر لا يمكن الثناء كما كان حقه بعد خدا بزرگ توي قصه مختصر.
This poet says very beautifully that بعد خدا بزرگ توي قصه مختصر. Where can we really do justice to the praises of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? After Allah, you are the greatest. Qissa Mukhtasar. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad Mubarak wa sallim. I had in mind that I will speak about the forgiveness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the mercy of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the honesty of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the amanat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and so many things were in my mind. But I always believe that when I sit down here, then whatever I have come with in my mind, it's left behind. Whatever Allah Ta'ala wills will be beneficial for me, for the audience. So take lessons from what I have said. Inshallah, you will find the barakat of obedience to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A little bit of himmat is required. Just a little bit of himmat. You don't have to do anything very major or drastic. We don't say stand on one leg midnight in the Qabristan in front of some grave and then read 1,000 times some tasbih. Nothing of that kind. Simple little things. Those things which Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has ordered us to do and what He has said must stay away from. Put a little bit of pressure on the nafs and stay away. And then taste that sweet grave. Just taste it once. Then tell me after that if you like to return to those thorns again. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akramal Akramin, Ya Ghiyathal Mustaghithin, Ya Rahimal Masakin, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most tolerant Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, we are your sinful servants. Forgive us. We acknowledge all our sins. We are confessing before you. Ya Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance in this Mubarak month of Rabiul Awwal. Ya Allah, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he dearly loved his ummah. Ya Allah, his major concern was his ummah. At the time of passing away to his concern was his ummah. My beloved Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, his ummah. Ya Allah, Hawza Kawthar, his ummah. Pul Sirat, his ummah. He will not enter Jannat until all his ummatis have entered Jannat. Ya Allah, how much of concern he had for his ummat. When he is informed that that ummat for whom you sacrificed so much, that ummat for whom you suffered so much,
That Ummat for whom you were stoned in Taif until your shoes were filled with your Mubarak blood. That Ummat for whom you were ostracized and boycotted for 3 solid years in Shaab ibn Abi Talib, where the time came when you had to chew leaves of trees for survival. Chew leather for survival. Ya Allah. When you were stoned in Uhud, that Ummat for whom is suffered in Uhud. Ya Allah, he falls down unconscious. The stone shatters his teeth, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, he stands whole night in prayer. So much of suffering he goes through when he is informed that Ummat for whom you suffered so much, the Ummat in discos, in cinemas, in theatres, in gambling dens, in adultery, in fornication, in fraud, in murders, in killings, in rape, in arson, in looting, in burning, in oppression, in tyranny, no haya, no shame, no modesty left. Ya Allah, when he is informed that in Makkatul Mukarrama and Madina Tayyibah, such a large part of the Ummat indulge in watching filthy films on the television screen, reading filthy magazines, listening to filthy music. Few meters away from his resting place in those hotel foyers, my beloved Allah, just a meter or two from his Roza Mubarak, musical tones on the cell phones. In his masjid, different corners of the masjid, music, music. My beloved Allah, how much of pain and injury we are causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But my Allah, we acknowledge our sins, we are confessing before you, indeed we are most sinful ones on earth. We have gone far away from deen, from shariat, ya Allah, therefore we have lost sukoon of our hearts, peace of our minds, tranquility and serenity. Our hearts have become restless, full of anxieties, worries, problems. Ya Allah, there is no happiness, no joy, no satisfaction in any person's life. Homes are filled with quarrels, arguments, fights. Oh my beloved Allah, abuse of all kinds. Ya Allah, we acknowledge that this is due to our moving far away from the beautiful teachings of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in this night, my beloved Allah, we seek from your forgiveness for all those sins. You dearly love forgiveness, my beloved Allah. You dearly love forgiveness. We know that we are deserving of the worst of all punishment, but you don't like to punish. Ya Allah, you have kept the doors of Tawbah open. There is no one there who will accept us besides you, my beloved Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. By Allah, there is no one for us besides you. If you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy because of our sins, then where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go? Which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there in which we can beg? If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. If a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can still go to another. But my Allah, if you turn away from us, where do we go? Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. If you are ours, everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Ya Allah, when we committed sins, we looked around that our parents were not watching, family members not watching, friends not watching. Ya Allah, you who gave sight to billions and billions of people and will go on giving. We considered everyone of sight and the only one we considered to be blind was you. Ya Allah, It was just your kindness, your forgiveness, your compassion and your tolerance that you did not seize us there and then when we were committing adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, drinking wine, or indulging in any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, you could have dropped us dead in the cinemas, in the casinos, in the discos. Ya Allah, you could have seized us the moment we are committing sins. But how tolerant you are, how forgiving you are, how merciful you are, how generous you are, how kind and loving you are. You saved us from embarrassment, shame and disgrace. Ya Allah, we don't want to return to those sins anymore. Give us the himmat and courage in our lives of lions against nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of disgrace and humiliation and shame. Ya Allah, you want to give us the best of this world and the best of the akhirat. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us true ashiks and lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us implement in our lives the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to respect Madinah Tayyibah, to respect the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to bring into our lives the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Distance us from haram. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. My beloved Allah, you gave man the science of computer chip, the technology of computer chip. Ya Allah, millions of pieces of information are recorded on the chip. But just one press of the delete button and nothing is left on the chip. My Allah, my beloved Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Wipe clean our slate of sins. Ya Allah, no one is going to question you. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Bless us all with good health. Ya Allah, we are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, so many people, their parents are sick, their children are sick, their wives are sick, their family members are sick. In the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so many are sick. In mankind, so many are sick. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Whether they are in hospitals, in clinics or in homes, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa. So many have undergone operations, my Allah, and their family members are seeking dua for them, Ya Allah. They're requesting dua for them. Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa. Return them in a healthy condition. My beloved Allah, we are spiritually also sick. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with envy, with evil passions and desires. My beloved Allah, bless us with complete shifa from our spiritual ailments. Fill our hearts with the nur of taqwa, nur of iman, nur of qanaat, nur of ibadat, nur of zikr and tilawat, nur of hajj and umrahs. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty full of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Why should we borrow from the banks on interest? Ya Allah, when there is no shortage in your treasures of halal. May Allah give us the yaqeen that if we turn towards you and seek from you, you will open the doors of halal for us. Ya Allah, bless us with plenty full of halal risk and sustenance. My beloved Allah, don't test us with poverty, with sickness, with weakness. My beloved Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have gone for umrah or going, Ya Allah, remove their difficulties, obstacles. Make their umrahs maqbool and mabroor. Oh, my beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whom we have given children and their children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils and they have become a pain in the neck for their parents, my beloved Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give the parents also the tawfiq to give proper bringing to those children and to get rid from their homes and lives of everything that is bringing about a destruction of the morals of their children. Oh, my beloved Allah, bless everyone with piety, with taqwa. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering throughout the globe. My beloved Allah, we acknowledge that it is because of our sins, but my Allah, remove the suffering of the ummah and please my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give hidayah to the entire mankind. Bless everybody with Islam and Iman. But those who have become obstinate and they have made up their minds, they will continue with persecution, torture, tyranny, oppression of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. Ya Allah, then shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send the gale force winds against them. Send flood waters against them. Make their lives restless and painful as they have made of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. Ya Allah, those who have become obstinate and they will made up their minds, they will never accept Islam and continue with the tyranny and the bombing. Ya Allah, cause the planes to crash, cause the ships to sink, create disunity among their ranks, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Protect the Haramain Sharifain from all fitnas, my beloved Allah. Protect Masjid Aqsa from, Ya Allah, protect our Masajid, our Madaris. Accept all the works of deen. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ijtimaat gash talim ko qubool farma. Hamare madaris, masajid, khanqao ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, with piety, with taqwa. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Don't test us, my beloved Allah. We are extremely weak. Don't test us. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. We have to die one day. Ha, my Allah. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, on some porn site on the internet, watching some filthy film on the television screen, reading some filthy magazine. In adultery, in fornication, or popping drugs in our mouths, or any kind of haram action. The angel of death gives no warning, my beloved Allah. We have heard of people dying in cinemas, discos, theaters, prostitute quarters, and in so much of haram actions. My Allah, my beloved Allah, don't let any embarrassment, shame, and disgrace come upon us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. When the time of our departure comes, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله. Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, let our janazas be in Masjid Nabawi. My beloved Allah, all his life Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made duas for us. How much he begged for us, how much he asked for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that He asked for us. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Our brothers and sisters with that goodness. Our parents with that goodness. The ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, especially that of the Dajjal that He asked for protection. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, wives and children in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. On the day of Qiyamah, cause us to cross-pull Sirat like lightning. And enter into Jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand this part of the night before you. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the individual suffering, difficulty, hardship, problems. Whosoever has raised his or her hand this part of the night, There are so many different kinds of problems, hardships and difficulties that different individuals are suffering from. My beloved Allah, remove their difficulties, remove their hardships, remove their problems. Find a way out for them in their problems and difficulties. My beloved Allah, accept our du'as with the sadqa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. جیسے بھی ہے گندے ہے ناپاک ہے نالائق ہے سیاہ کار ہے گنہ گار ہے مجرم اور خطا کار ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہے ہم گندے جائے کہاں. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.